head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From bright and sunny TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Father's Day baseball between the Bradenton Marauders and your DJs. Happy Sunday, everybody, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. What a wonderful game we have where it's so family-oriented. It seems like baseball so often is a trait that's passed down from generation to generation, and we're glad you could spend some of this Father's Day with us. Larry Larson in with you. Glad you could join us for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs or play in the game room designed for all ages at Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. Blue Jays coming to this one at 32-30. They're seven games out of first place in the Florida State League West with just four games left in the first half. So both these two teams eliminated from playoff contention, at least in that first half. Marauders are 27-35. Before we dive into today's matchup, last week we chatted with Gage Stanifer, who's the starting pitcher for the Blue Jays today. Here's that conversation with Gage. We're now joined on the pregame show by Gage Stanifer, Sunday starting pitcher for the DJs. Doing a little walk and talk here, Gage. Appreciate your time. I want to start with your performance lately. It really seems like you've turned a corner. A few rough starts to start, but now, I mean, you're dialed in. What's been the biggest difference for you?
Yeah, I think really the biggest thing, just first off, getting settled in the first couple weeks. But then past few weeks, really just trusting myself and the stuff I do every day of the week, and coming into the start, just really letting my body and mind take over with the work I put in the week and just go from there.
You know, one thing I noticed on your social media feeds, you know, Twitter especially, you put in a lot of work over the offseason, whether that's velo or whatnot. Walk me through some of that work that you put in and how it's made a difference now.
I think, honestly, the offseason is probably like my favorite part of the season. It's time to get stronger in the weight room and just kind of knock on some things that they give you when you go home. So, I mean, it's really just the goals I have and place I want to be in the future. So I think that really helps me motivate me throughout the offseason and just put my head down and get to work.
100%. We were chatting yesterday about, you know, you're from Indiana, and you've got a buddy who went to your same high school, Ryan Pepio, now in the big leagues with the Rays. You mentioned places you want to go. How much does that help to have somebody that you're in contact with in the big leagues to kind of help guide your experience maybe a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it helps out a lot, just being able to have someone to pick their brain whenever I need them. Just kind of get little tips and advice that they have as I'm working my way through the minors and hopefully one day in the bigs. Also just kind of nice to hear what their path was like and what their experience has been like so far.
100%. Now, growing up in the Midwest, it's cold. You don't see a lot of high school draft picks out of the state of Indiana, places like Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin. What does that mean to you to be able to come out of Indianapolis and now be here in Pro Bowl?
I think it's a little bit of a motivator. Kind of prove to, I don't know, just not a lot of draft picks out of there. So just prove to come out of one of the smaller states and areas and hopefully make it on the big stage. So I think that is a big motivator, but also kind of make a name for the town I come from.
Now, what was that process like for you getting picked kind of in the later rounds? You had a college commitment. Why sign and go to the pros?
I think the biggest thing was just I felt I was ready. I set myself up in a good position throughout high school, and I think my work ethic has carried over from high school ball to pro ball very well. I think just trusting myself and everything I've done to get me here so far has been one of the biggest things, and having support on the back end from family and friends.
100%. Now, away from baseball, let's talk a little Gage Stanifer non-baseball. You got some tattoos. Which one's your favorite?
Probably the leg, just overall the entire leg.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got? Maybe visualize it for us in the audio form.
I'd say probably the most meaningful one would probably be the butterfly on my shin. So me and all my sisters all have a butterfly, little symbol for our grandpa.
Sure.
So I think that's probably the most meaningful to me.
So you mentioned sisters. Any brothers? What was that like growing up?
Just two older sisters, so, you know, I wish I had a brother, but I'm really happy with my sisters. They've been so supportive, and I love them to death, but, yeah, not much.
Competitive household, then?
Not really, but they make sure to give me a handful growing up, which is always fun.
100%. Now, last question for you, kind of big picture. Biggest goal for the rest of the year?
I think just stay healthy and get through my first full year of pro ball and just see where I go from there.
Fair enough. Gage, I'll let you wipe all the bugs off your face. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a little buggy out there when we had that chat with Gage Stanford. We appreciate his time and, of course, wish him the best of luck today, starting on the bump for the DJs here in the series finale between the Jays and the Marauders. We'll step aside for a brief break, come back with starting pitching matchups, starting lineups, and all kinds of good stuff. Stay with us. Father's Day Baseball coming up soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back inside TD Ballpark, where we're getting you set for game number 6 of 6 here this week between the Dunedin Blue Jays and the Bradenton Marauders. Let's take a look at the standings coming into this ball game in the Florida State League West. First, here with the Jays, you see that 7 games back behind Lakeland and Clearwater, who are tied for first place. And then Bradenton down 12 games back. Both these two teams eliminated from playoff contention, but for the Blue Jays, they're playing to finish strong in the first half. With a win today, they would clinch their best first half record since 2019. So that's what's at stake for the Jays. And the Marauders, of course, also trying to build that momentum for the second half. Today's starting pitching matchup features a lefty for Bradenton and a right-hander for the Jays. The pitching matchup is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. Gage Staniford takes the baseball for the Jays. You see his ERA 3.86 in 25 and two-thirds innings, but he's been much, much better than that lately. In his last 5 starts, 21 innings, just 3 earned runs. He's been excellent. He'll be opposed by Connor Oliver, a southpaw for the Marauders. He's got a 5.28 ERA in 29 innings. This is just his fourth start this season. He made his first against the Jays a few weeks back, went 3 3/3 innings, and allowed 3 earned runs against this DJ squad. So that's the pitching matchup. Connor Oliver for the Marauders and Gage Taniffer for the DJs. Let's get you the starting lineup first for the visitors from Bradenton. Starting lineup presented by Bon Appetit. Kiner Delgado will lead it off and play shortstop. Omar Alfonso has two homers this week. He's batting second, playing first base today. Eddie Rodriguez is the left fielder, batting third. That's Merlin Valdez, also homered yesterday. He'll play right field and bat cleanup. And Manuel Torero back in there, playing center. Oxiel Plaz will hit sixth and catch. Javier Rivas had three hits last night. He'll bat seventh and play third base. Juan Jerez is the DH today. And Jarol Toledo rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Marauders. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting with Gene Joseph as the DH in the leadoff spot. Manny Beltre will bat second and play second. Victor Arias is the three batter playing left. Alexis Hernandez is out in center today, batting cleanup. Edward Duran will bat fifth and do the catching. Tucker Toman is over at third, hitting sixth. Jaoni Munoz will bat seventh and play right. Christian Feliz down in the eighth spot today, playing first base. And Bryce Arnold will man shortstop and round it out, batting ninth. Blue Jays starting lineup being introduced to the home fans right now. Blue Jays in their traditional home whites today with Blue Jays across the chest. And that Blue Jays split text with blue caps. The Marauders in their traditional traveling road grays with Bradenton across the chest in black, trimmed in gold. The umpires this afternoon. Blake Bizone is the home plate umpire. And Dominic Romero is out in the field. It is a human strike zone today with a challenge system. Both teams have three challenges to the strike zone. If they use a challenge and win it, they keep it. If they lose the challenge, they are cut down one off their list. So they lose the challenge in terms of balls and strikes, but also for a future challenge. Just about set for the national anthem here at TD Ballpark. We will take a listen in, and then we'll have first pitch coming up next.
Fans, please remove your caps, and for those who are able, please rise for the singing of the national anthem.
A smooth rendition of our nation's national anthem has us set for baseball. Series finale between the Marauders and the DJs. We've got first pitch from Gage Staniford coming up momentarily after a short break on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays starter Gage Staniford getting his warm-up tosses underway as we are just about ready to get underway in the series finale between the Marauders and the DJs. Bradenton 27-35, Blue Jays 32-30. Both teams eliminated from playoff contention in that first half race that will wrap up early next week. Just four games remaining in the first half. Hard to believe it's flown by. And you got to imagine that the last few starts for Gage Staniford have also flown by, because he's probably having fun the way he's been pitching. Five starts over his last five, 21 innings, and three earned runs from Gage, including last week at Palm Beach. Didn't have his strikeout stuff, you could say. So he didn't strike anybody out in five innings, but he only allowed one earned run, walking two, against a really tough Palm Beach lineup that does not strike out much. So Staniford will square off against Kiner Delgado, the Marauders' leadoff man, who went 1-for-4 yesterday with a walk.
Leading off for the Bradenton Marauders, shortstop number 54, Kiner Delgado.
Delgado, the Pirates' number 23 prospect, according to MLB.com. Switch hitter batting from the left side, bats in an open stance, waits on the first pitch from Staniford. Here it is. Misses outside, and we are underway at 12:03 Eastern Time. It is a beautiful day for baseball. Bright, sunny skies overhead. The 1-0. Delgado swings and pops it up out of play. Third base side, one ball, one strike. Game time temperature, 87 degrees. Under sunny skies, just a few high-level clouds around. 1-1 just misses in. Edward Duran liked that pitch, but he doesn't challenge. Two balls, one strike. Staniford from the wind, kicks and deals. And Delgado takes a called strike on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Staniford throws a sinking fastball, a slider, a four-seam fastball, and a changeup. Throws that sinker the most over half the time. That slider is primary off-speed pitch, and it has been nasty. Opponents hitting just 100 against that pitch. The 2-2 popped up out of play behind home plate. Delgado stays alive. We'll do it again. So what's at stake today? If the Blue Jays win, they win the series. If the Marauders win, they split the series, which is a win in and of itself for them. 2-2. Delgado frozen by the slider, but he takes inside. The call is challenged, and the call stands.
The call of ball has been confirmed.
So the Blue Jays lose a challenge in the top of the first inning. So it's full on Delgado, working a good first AB. The kick and the pitch. Delgado takes downstairs, ball four. And it's a walk to open the ball game for Kiner Delgado and Bradenton. Brings up Omar Alfonso.
Now batting, first baseman, number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Alfonso showed us yesterday and also showed us earlier this week that he is a dangerous hitter. Four homers, two of them here at TD Ballpark this week. Big left-handed batter, squares to bunt, pulls back on a high fastball and takes ball one. No score, top of the first, just getting going. Stanifer from the stretch. The pitch. Misses in. Two balls, no strikes. So not only does Alfonso hit well for average, 254, but he has racked up the walks. See there, if you're watching on our stream, top five in the league. Throw over to first is late. Delgado back in standing. Alfonso's OPS, 771, above average. 2-0 to him. He takes a called strike on a fastball. It's 2-1. The key, as always, you could apply this for any starting pitcher, but especially for Stanifer, throwing strikes early in counts, getting ahead of batters so he can use that slider a little bit more often. 2-1, a swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Alfonso calls time, steps out of the box, adjusts his batting gloves. Tucker Thoman over at third base for the Jays, shifted almost at the hole between third and second base. 2-2. Alfonso flares it out of play, third base side. We'll do it again. So going back to that talk of a Marauders split, if they win today, they split the series, it would be their first this season on the road. 2-2, bouncing ball up the middle. Arnold shovels to second for one. Beltre to first, double play. Six, four, three.
Left fielder, number 31, Eddie Rodriguez.
Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Base is empty for him. Righty on righty. First pitch. Misses low and away. Ball one. Rodriguez went 1-for-3 yesterday with a double. And two walks. Productive day. 1-0. Misses a touch outside on the heater. Two balls, no strikes. Rodriguez comes in here hitting 218. 35 games. Stanifer calls time, steps off the rubber. Now kicks and deals. And 2-0 is flied foul behind home plate. Two balls, one strike. We've mentioned a lot this week. Pirates fans might think we're beating a dead horse. This team's road record, 2-1, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. They just haven't been able to string together wins on the road. Time called by Rodriguez. He paces out of the box. They've really struggled to score runs on the road. They're 6-23 away from Lecom Park, but 21-12 at home. So this team's certainly capable, but they just haven't done it on the road. 2-2. Called strike three. Stanifer picks up his first punch out. Well-located fastball on the low inside edge. Ends the top of the first. Stanifer works around a walk, thanks in part to a double play. And we go to the home half. No score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Bottom of the first, no score, and Connor Oliver takes the baseball for the Marauders today, squaring off against Gene Joseph to start his day. First offer from the lefty, misses up, ball one. Joseph, a right-handed batter, went 1-for-4 yesterday. With an RBI, Blue Jays' only RBI in a 4-1 loss. 1-0, Joseph pops it up high in the air, third base side, foul ground, it's out of play. Bounces off the concrete into some empty seats in the sun. One ball, one strike. Not a lot of fans sitting in the sun today. Who can blame them? We're enjoying the shade up here in the press box. 1-1. Joseph watches a changeup miss up. Two balls, one strike. Oliver throws a fastball, curveball, slider, and a change. Was acquired by the Pirates from Kansas City in April. 2-1. Joseph lays off a cutter upstairs. Might have been the slider. It's 3-1. Joseph hitting 242 with three homers. Hitters count 3-1. Joseph watches a fastball miss upstairs. Ball four. And just like the top of the first, the bottom of the first opens with a walk.
Now batting, second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Here's Manny Beltre. Beltre went 0-for-4 yesterday with two strikeouts. First pitch to him. Breaking ball, misses up, ball one. Beltre going all out for Father's Day today. Blue bat, baby blue batting gloves, blue elbow guard as well. Some blue shoes. 1-0. Beltre swings over a curveball. One ball, one strike. Beltre hitting 262 with four homers. He's cooled off a little bit this week. 2-for-15 on the series. With an RBI, three walks. The pitch. Beltre gets a piece of it, fouls it back. And it's 1-2. Beltre, a top 30 guy, according to MLB Pipeline, number 27 on the list for the Blue Jays. He digs into the back of the right-handed box. Oliver looking for his first strikeout. The 1-2. Beltre takes inside. Two balls, two strikes. Oliver with a 5.28 ERA in 29 innings. He split his time between the starting rotation and the bullpen. Sets the chest, brings it down to the belt. Kicks and fires. And Beltre swings and misses. That's strike three. So Oliver bounces back from the leadoff walk with a strikeout. And here's Victor Arias.
Left fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Arias, the left-handed batter, went 1-for-3 yesterday with a double. After a big night on Friday, 8 RBIs. First pitch, he takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. No score, bottom of the first. Series finale here. A split is at stake. If the Marauders win, they take the split. Arias with a ground ball to the second baseman, Toledo. He falls over, shovels to second for one. Delgado back to first, double play, inning over. So Arias rolls into a 4-6-3, and that walk is quickly erased. Both teams go scoreless in the first. To the second inning we go on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the second inning for the Marauders, right fielder number 27, Esmerlin Valdez.
On a bright, sunny Father's Day, we're on to the top of the second inning. No score between Bradenton and the Jays. Both teams managed a walk in the first inning and then rolled into a double play. First pitch to Esmerlin Valdez misses up from Gage Standard for ball one. Valdez had one hit yesterday in five tries. It was a big one. Two-run homer in the eighth inning. 1-0. Valdez pops it up over our heads out of play. One ball, one strike. That homer for Valdez is eighth this year. Pitch to him. He takes called strike. Some off-speed from Stanifer there. That was the slider, and it's 1-2. Valdez hitting 236. He's prone to the punch-out. 1-2. Fouled straight back into the screen. Still one ball, two strikes. That was a fastball there from Stanifer. Let's see if he dials up that strikeout pitch slider. 1-2. Spiked out in front of the plate. That was the slider. Not close. Two balls, two strikes. This is a Marauders team that has some prolific power. Top three in the league with 47 homers. Really flexed the pop last week against Clearwater. 2-2. Bouncing ball foul down the third base line. We'll do it again. Fans continuing to file in just a little bit as we get underway. 2-2. Fastball misses high, runs it full, 3-2. First 500 fans today receive a free DJ's hat, that light blue color, navy blue brim, that new cap for the Jays this year. Payoff pitch is driven high in the air, deep to left. It's going to hang up for Victor Arias, the left fielder. He makes the catch. Oh, Valdez got barrel on that ball, just got under it, and he's out number one.
Center fielder number 15, Emmanuel Terrero.
Here's Emmanuel Terrero. Had the day off yesterday. He homered earlier this week. Back on Friday, the completion of our suspended game from Thursday. First pitch, the lefty takes high, ball one. Terrero 1-for-8 this week. That grand slam is only hit. 1-0. Terrero takes a fastball high. Two balls, no strikes. So Terrero off to a slow start to the year after coming off the IL. 2-for-23 in six games. 2-0. Slow breaking ball taken for a called strike on the outside edge. 2-1. Terrero in a slightly open stance, waits on the pitch. Rips and misses through a fastball. Actually, that was the slider again. Terrero missed. Two balls, two strikes. Stanifer looking for a second strikeout. He rocks and fires, and Terrero pops it up. On the infield, third base side, Toman sprinting in and foul ground. He can't get it. That was pretty much the halfway point between home plate and third base. Edward Duran must not have saw that ball. He was probably a little bit closer to it than Toman, who is playing to pull for Torero. Basically at the hole at shortstop. So Torero with new life. 2-2 again. Torero swings and misses strike three. The gas from Stanifer there. Two up, two down in the second.
Catcher number 46, Axiel Plaz.
Here's Axiel Plaz. He also had yesterday off. Two hits and 11 ABs this week. Righty on righty, first pitch. Misses down and away, ball one. We've got no score, top two. Plaz hitting 219 with four bombs. The pitch. Bouncing ball towards the middle and past the dive of Beltre at second base into center. And Plaz has a two-out knock. First hit of the ball game for either side. Brings it up Javier Rivas.
Number two, Javier Rivas.
A guy who has a whole lot of hits lately. Rivas had three hits yesterday, went 3-for-4. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Misses up, ball one. Marauders trying to strike first in the top of the second. Rivas over his last 10 games, hitting 500. 1-0 is popped up into shallow left. The shortstop, Arnold, is out, calls for it. He's camped under it and makes the one-handed catch to end the inning. Marauders get a two-out single from Axiel Plaz, but that's all. We go to the home half of the second. No score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand-new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Top of the second inning for the Blue Jays, center fielder, number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
Bradenton nothing, Blue Jays nothing as we go to the bottom of the second inning at TD Ballpark. Wrapping up a six-game set. Blue Jays playing for the series win today. Connor Oliver, the starter for Bradenton, squares off against Alexis Hernandez to open the inning, and the first pitch misses high. Ball one. Hernandez batting cleanup again today. Went 0-for-4 yesterday. The kick in the 1-0. Hernandez takes a slow curve for a called strike. It's 1-1. Hernandez hitting 231 with four bombs. The pitch. Swing and a foul back. Went after the high fastball there. Probably wasn't going to be in the zone. One ball, two strikes. Hernandez getting the starting nod in center field today. Usually plays one of the corners. 1-2. Hernandez swings and misses strike three. Oliver went to the changeup high and outside. Hernandez chased, and he's out number one. Two punch outs for Oliver.
Catcher number 12, Edward Duran.
Here's Edward Duran. Duran, the right-handed batter against the lefty Tosser Oliver. First pitch. He takes upstairs, ball one. Duran with a 241 average in 37 games. Looking for his first homer this year. 1-0. Line drive, shallow center. Torero coming in. He dives and makes the catch. Torero laid out and hung on to the baseball with a tumble. Looks like he's a little banged up in center. Take another look if you're watching on MILB TV. Nice play from Torero, but it looked like he kind of landed on his wrist. No pain, no gain, I guess. Two down for Tucker Tolman. Base is empty for him. Scoreless game, bottom two. Lefty on lefty matchup for Tucker. First pitch. He lays off a slider outside, ball one. Tolman picked up the Blue Jays' first hit of the ball game yesterday in the fifth inning against Christian Curtis. Boy, was he a story yesterday. 1-0. Tolman turns away from a curve. Two balls, no strikes. Curtis went six shutout innings, striking out nine. Kept the Blue Jays hitless through four and two-thirds. 2-0. Tolman rips and misses. Two balls, one strike. Tolman hitting 228. 657 on base plus slugging. 2-1. He swings and misses. And another fastball. It's 2-2. And Tucker calls time here. Wipes some sweat off. Pops his helmet back on. Tolman, the son of a college head coach, Jim Tolman. 2-2. Takes a called strike three, but he wants a challenge. And the call is upheld. Tolman strikes out looking. And Connor Oliver works a 1-2-3. Bottom of the second. On to the third inning, scoreless on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Perez.
It's the top of the third inning at TD Ballpark. No runs and just one hit between the two squads so far. Gage Stanifer will face 8-9-1 in the Marauders lineup, starting with Juan Perez, who leans out of the way of the first pitch. Fastball misses in. It's 1-0. Perez didn't play yesterday. Hasn't played a ton this week. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball there, one ball, one strike. Perez this season hitting 204 in 17 games. The pitch to him, sails high. Two balls, one strike. Perez Perez 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts in his lone game played this week. The pitch. He takes a touch high. 3 balls, 1 strike. Stanifer struggling to get ahead of hitters early in this game. His pitch count climbing up. It's at 38. Here with no outs in the top of the third. 3-1 pitch. Fouled back. And now it's full. 3-2. Stanifer hasn't gone very deep into games. He's only gone 5 innings twice. One of those times against Bradenton. Back on May 26th, payoff pitch, popped up out of play. We'll do it again. That was a strong outing from Gage. Posted a season-high 7 strikeouts. Only allowed 1 earned run. Payoff pitch. Misses outside, but a challenge for the Jays. And now the Marauders dugout is yelling, "Hey, hey, no. You can't challenge that." Duran challenged right away. Home plate umpire Blake Bizone didn't see it. Jim Horner didn't see that, and now he's coming out to argue. The Blue Jays should be granted this challenge. Jim Horner is none too pleased. The call will be challenged. And
the call of ball has been confirmed.
The call is upheld.
The result is a walk.
And that's the Blue Jays' last challenge. They're out of them now.
Second baseman, number 32,
right.
Gerald Toledo.
So it's a leadoff walk for Juan Jerez. And here is Gerald Toledo. Switch hitter batting from the left side. First pitch. He takes a called strike and it's 0-1. So 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for Stanifer in 2-plus innings. Trying to regain that command against the 9-batter Toledo, who didn't play yesterday. The pitch has popped up third base side over the seats out of play. 0-2. Toledo playing his 31st game of the year this afternoon. Hitting 219. The pause, and Stanifer throws over to first. Good move, but just late. Perez back in safely. Perez has swiped 2 bases. Takes an extra step off his lead. Now the 0-2. Fouled back. We'll have a do-over. As it crashes off the press box. Perez was off with the pitch. He heads back. Most of the youngsters in the seats today are hiding up underneath the awning. They sprung into action there. Still 0-2. Stanifer deals. Runner doesn't go, and the pitch is bounced foul. We'll do it over. Wind starting to pick up as this game moves along, breezing out to right field. Talking about the fans underneath the awning, that's the place to be on a day like today. You can feel that breeze. 0-2 again. Popped up. Left side of the infield. Tucker Toman, the third baseman, back pedals, camps under it, and puts a squeeze on it. 1 down.
Shortstop, number 54, Kiner Delgado.
Here's Kiner Delgado. We're scoreless, top of the third. Delgado, the leadoff man, walked back in the first. First pitch. He takes low and in, ball 1. Blue Jays with the shift on for Delgado, batting from the left side. Toman in at third base, playing towards shortstop. The 1-0. Hammered down the line and right, twisting towards the corner. It drops fair for extra bases off the wall. Perez motoring towards third. He gets the wave around. Delgado thinking 3. The throw to third is late. Kiner Delgado with an RBI 3-bagger to open the scoring today. It's 1-0 Bradenton in the third. Delgado could fly.
First baseman, number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Was thinking 3 out of the box, clearly. It's 1-0 Marauders. where Alfonso climbs in. Blue Jays infield comes in. Stanifer will work from the wind against Alfonso. First pitch. Swing and a miss on the high cheddar. It's 0-1. Second triple of the year for Delgado. He does have triple speed, that's for sure. Blue Jays bullpen stirring a little bit. 0-1. Alfonso with a bouncer back towards the mound. Stanifer scoops it up, shovels to the plate. Delgado's out. Throw to first, and Alfonso didn't touch first base. Double play. How weird is that? 1-2-3 double play. Stanifer with an excellent play to keep this game 1-0, but the Marauders do score on an RBI triple from Delgado. We go to the home third. Marauders lead at 1-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Bottom of the third, it's now 1-0 Marauders thanks to an RBI triple from Kiner Delgado, and the first pitch to Jayoni Munoz is fouled off the top of the screen into the seats. Rolls down the stairs. A few youngsters give chase. Be careful. Don't run down the stairs. 0-1 pitch. Munoz swings over a curveball, and it's 0-2. So how about the end to that last inning? I don't know if I've ever seen a 1-2-3 double play executed. 0-2. Munoz swings and misses. Oliver blows the fastball by him. He's got four strikeouts and two and a third innings. Here's Christian Feliz for the first time today. Blue Jays trail 1-0, bottom three. Feliz, the type of guy that can tie this game with one swing. He's got 10 homers. Second in the league. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. It's 0-1. So the end of last inning, little tapper back to the mound. Gage Stanifer with a backhanded shovel to the plate where Delgado was tagged out. 0-1. Feliz watches the fastball up. One ball, one strike. Well, then Omar Alfonso over at first base, who hit the ball, missed first base. So he was tagged out. 1-1, curve just misses in. Two balls, one strike. Now, Delgado was off on contact, but never super advisable to run from third on a ball back to the pitcher. 2-1, Feliz swings and misses on the hook. Two balls, two strikes. Feliz climbs out, climbs back in. He went 1-for-4 yesterday with three strikeouts. A kick in the pitch from Oliver. Feliz takes outside for a ball. Runs it full, 3-2. Feliz in a closed upright stance. Here's the payoff to him. He takes a called strike three. Fastball at the bottom of the strike zone. That's three straight strikeouts for Connor Oliver. Here's Bryce Arnold. Bradenton 1, Blue Jays nothing. Bottom 3, Blue Jays hitless so far. First pitch to Bryce Arnold. He takes inside, ball 1. But the Marauders want a challenge, and the call is overturned. So a successful challenge from Oxyal Plaz. 0-1. Arnold pops it up into center. Terrero freezes. Now comes in towards left, makes the catch. And the Blue Jays go down in order in the third. Onto the fourth. It's still 1-0. Bradenton on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
For the Marauders, number 31, Eddie Rodriguez.
Marauders with a 1-0 lead thanks to an RBI triple from Kiner Delgado last inning. Gage Stanifer will try and keep the score right there as he squares off against 3-4-5 in Bradenton's lineup. First pitch to Eddie Rodriguez, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Stanifer at 52 pitches. No throwing in the Blue Jays bullpen quite yet. 0-1. Fastball misses low and away. One ball, one strike. It's to the point in Stanifer's season where you can almost expect him to go five innings if he's got his good stuff, and lately he's absolutely had that. 1-1, misses low and away. Two balls, one strike. Stanifer hasn't allowed more than one earned run in a start since May 5th. The pitch misses out. Three balls and one strike. Stanifer adjusts his cap. Looks like he's wearing some stirrups underneath his pants. 3-1, misses up and in, not close, and it's a leadoff walk. Third walk of the ball game issued by Stanifer. All three of them leadoff walks. So things haven't come easy.
Fielder, number 27, Esmerlin Valdez.
And here's Esmerlin Valdez. Valdez 0-for-1 with a fly out to left. Bradenton trying to tack onto a 1-0 lead, top four. First pitch slips out of Stanford's hand, sails over the batter Valdez, and Duran has to fetch it off the backstop. Rodriguez up to second base, and there's a man in scoring position for Valdez. So it looks like Stanifer has lost grip of the baseball on back-to-back throws. So here's the pitch. Valdez pops it up out of play. Third base side. It's 1-1. Stanifer has mentioned a few times how difficult it is to pitch in the sun on hot days. Not complaining about it, certainly. 1-1. Slips out of Stanifer's hand again over Valdez to the backstop. Rodriguez hustles down to third. And now it looks like some looks down in the Blue Jays dugout. We might get a mound visit. Here comes Edward Duran out to the mound. Blue Jays infield will come together. So now the action will seriously stir up out in the Blue Jays bullpen. The Blue Jays could use a longer outing from Stanifer today, considering how the bullpen has been taxed these last few days. It's been a weird week. A doubleheader, and then another doubleheader of sorts, finishing a suspended game, and then a full nine-inning game on Friday. Infield comes in. 2-1 on Valdez, the pitch. Bouncer foul, third base side. It's 2-2. Looking at the Blue Jays' bullpen in terms of days of rest, Rojas on 2 days rest. Kai Peterson on 3. Everybody else 1 or less. So the Blue Jays are almost going to have to go to a guy pitching on 1 day of rest. 2-2. Valdez takes down. Runs it full. 3-2. Payoff pitch from Stanifer from the wind. Misses low and outside, ball 4. So it's back-to-back walks to open the fourth for Stanifer. Men on the corners with no outs for Emmanuel Torero. And here comes Corey Reardon. Another mound visit. Whole entire infield gathers here. As Peterson throws out in the Blue Jays bullpen. DJs could be looking at a difficult day in terms of bullpen management. And Sundays can always get a little bit tricky, but, I mean, with this week, how wonky the schedule's been, that's even more difficult. Yesterday's game was the only one this week not affected by rain in one way or another. So no rain delays yesterday. Thank goodness for that. Nobody wants that on a Saturday night when you got to get up early on Sunday. Meeting is over. Bradenton with a 1-0 lead, top of the fourth, threatening for more. Men on the corners with Torero at the plate. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. First pitch, he squares to bunt, gets it down, first base side. Stanifer picks it up, throws to first in time, while Rodriguez slides in from third base. It's now 2-0, Bradenton. Marauders go to the safety squeeze there, and it works to perfection. That was a great bunt from Torero. Torero out number 1. Valdez moves up to second base. Here's Oxiel Plaz. Plaz singled in the first. First pitch. Misses up, ball 1. Now you'll take the out if you're the Blue Jays. Hopefully that can help Stanifer get back on the right track here, regain that rhythm. 1-0 pitch. Plaz takes upstairs. The slider missed. 2-0. Looking around the seats, looks like somebody in attendance has flip-up sunglasses. It's a good look. Don't see those much anymore. 2-0 fouled back. Out of play behind home plate. 2-1. Big leaguers used to use those flip-up sunglasses a ton. Now, sunglasses on all the time, a little bit more in style. 2-1 popped up out of play. 2-2. Stanifer has battled back. Also the eye black, Very popular look, obviously has been for years. 2-2 on the way from Standifer. Hopper foul, third base side. We'll do it over. Seems like every time Standifer has gotten to two strikes, it's been at least one foul ball. Standifer knocking on the door of 70 pitches. Valdez off second. Another 2-2 toss. Reached out and grounded to short. Arnold scoops it up. Throws to second. Where Valdez is safe. Throw to first. And Plaza's safe. Blue Jays get no outs on the ground ball to short. Now you certainly understand what Arnold was going for as Valdez ventured off the bag. Looking at the replay here, Valdez was safe. He got back in there. It's a gamble not taking the sure out. Still just one out. Plaz reaches on the fielder's choice, and here's Rivas, first pitch. High chopper to short. Arnold gloves it to second for one. Beltre over to first. That's a double play. And that wrong is righted for the Blue Jays infield. And the Jays get out of it, having only surrendered one run. Comes on a sack bunt from Torero to drive in Rodriguez. Nice job by Standifer there to battle. And we go to the home fourth. 2-0 Marauders now on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Blue Jays, number six, Gene Joseph.
Blue Jays offense trying to snap out of it as they trail 2-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Connor Oliver, starter for Bradenton, has been strong. Five strikeouts through three innings. Blue Jays only put up one run last night. First pitch to Joseph. Blue Jays leadoff man takes up and away, ball one. So these 1.5 slow games coming off a 10-run performance for the Jays on Friday. 1-0. Joseph rips it foul. Third base line out of play. One ball, one strike. That's baseball for you. 10 runs one day, one run the next. Any given day. 1-1. Joseph, the bouncing ball towards the hole at third. Rivas scoops it up. Sidearms to first in plenty of time. And Joseph is set down for out number one in the home fourth.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
Here's Manny Beltre. Base is empty for him. Blue Jays trailing 2-0. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Well, Beltre and all that Father's Day gear. The Mother's Day gear brought him a whole lot of good luck last month. 0-1. Beltre takes low. One ball, one strike. Manny homered, and his Mother's Day batting gloves with a Mother's Day bat on the road at Fort Myers, and then he kept using the batting gloves all the way until today. He's got the blue ones. 1-1. Misses low and in. 2 balls, 1 strike. Beltre's parents around a lot. They get to see him play in person a fair amount. See him at a lot of road games and home here in Dunedin. 2-1. He lays off a high fastball. 3 balls, 1 strike. Asked Manny today, "Hey, your dad going to be here today?" He said, "No, but he'll be watching on his phone. He's watching my brother play. He's got a tournament down at IMG in Bradenton, funny enough." 3-1. Beltre takes a curveball inside. He works a one-out walk. Blue Jays with their second base runner against Oliver, and here's Victor Arias.
Left fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
2-0 Bradenton, bottom four. Series finale here. If the Blue Jays win, they take the series. If the Marauders win, they take the split. They're first on the road this year. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Arias takes a heater high, ball one. Beltre with a three-step lead over it, first being held on by Alfonso. The kick and the pitch. Arias takes a called strike, fastball at the letters, makes it 1-1. Arias hopped into a 4-6-3 double play in the first. Blue Jays without a hit. The pitch. Arias with the bouncing ball back to the second baseman, Toledo, and he boots it. It's into right. Beltre moving to third. The throw there is cut off. Heads up base running from Manny Beltre moving from first to third on an error from Toledo. So the Blue Jays with men on the corners with one out for Alexis Hernandez.
Center fielder, number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
Toledo may be getting a little ahead of himself there, thinking about the throw to second before he fielded the ball. Men on the corners for Alexis, 0-1 with a strikeout, first pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, ball one. Bradenton leads 2-0. Blue Jays trying to get on the board. Wouldn't be surprising to see Arias run here. Takes a four-step lead over at first. 1-0. Hernandez takes inside. 2 balls, no strikes. One thing to keep in mind with Oliver at this point in the game, he hasn't gone very deep into games. His season high in innings is 4. Went 3 1/3 last week on 69 pitches. His 2-0. Hernandez rips it to the shortstop. Diving catch from Delgado. My goodness gracious, Kiner Delgado. Hernandez hammered that ball. Delgado moving towards third base, laid out to snare the liner. 2 down. Here's Edward Duran. Beltre on third, Arias over at first. Blue Jays still looking for their first run and hit. First pitch, fouled back. Off to our right, out of play. Pretty close to the visitors' broadcast booth. Hope Thomas Zinzarella was ready. Might be hard to get a foul ball in the booth here. Duran 0-1 with a fly out. The pitch. There goes Arias. Pitch misses up. Throw down to second is high. Beltre to the plate. He scores. Blue Jays get on the board on the steal play. Arias swipes second. Beltre swipes the plate. It's now 2-1. And sometimes with the offense in a lull, you just need to manufacture some runs. Blue Jays do that well there, utilizing their speed. 1-1 on Edward. The pitch. fouled straight back. It's 1-2. Our text the booth line is jumping this afternoon. Mike, the bus driver, texting in. 1-2 pitch to Duran from Oliver. Bouncing ball towards the middle. Delgado charges, gloves, throws off balance to first, high, but Duran is tagged out by Alfonso on the reaching grab. So Duran retired 6-3, but the Blue Jays do get on the board as Manny Beltre steals home as Victor Arias steals second base. It's now 2-1 as we head to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. To the top of the fifth we go. Blue Jays get on the board thanks to a steal play. It's 2-1. And Gage Stanifer is back out to face the lower half of the Marauders' order. First pitch to Juan Jerez. Misses low and away. Ball one. So Stanifer has run into trouble in each of the last two innings, but the bullpen is stressed out these last few days. 1-0. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. So the Blue Jays need him to go as deep as possible. See if Stanifer can get an out or a few or through this full fifth. 2-0. Jerez takes outside. Three balls, no strikes. So in the four innings that Stanifer has pitched today, he's issued a leadoff walk in three of them. Obviously not a desirable start. 3-0 pitch. Jerez takes all the way. Takes a called strike on the heater. 3-1. Stanifer, the native of Indianapolis, rocks and deals, swing and a miss. He's battled it back full, 3-2. Gage at 75 pitches. Gathers the sign from Duran, kicks and fires, and the pitch is flied into center. Hernandez moves towards right. He makes the catch. Stanifer battles back for out number one. And that'll be all for him.
Number 32, Gerald Toledo.
Toledo coming to the plate. Jose Mayorga, Blue Jays manager, out of the dugout. Stanifer reaches a season-high 77 pitches. It gets him through 4 1/3 innings. A strong effort from Gage today. Not his best stuff, but he battled, and that's what the Blue Jays needed out of him today. Kai Peterson coming on, as Bradenton leads the DJs 2-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. After 4 1/3 innings from Blue Jays starter Gage Stanifer, the bullpen takes over. Kai Peterson, the hard-throwing, deceptive lefty reliever, is on for the Jays, and he's the most rested arm in the bullpen today, pitching on 3 days rest. He's got a 5.68 ERA, inflated by about 3 or 4 tough appearances last month, but he has bounced back in a big way lately. Over his last 4 outings, 8 innings, 2 earned runs, how about 18 strikeouts? Not too shabby. We'll get Gerald Toledo here, the 9 batter, batting from the right side. He waves and misses. Strike one. Sinking fastball at 93 from Kai. Toledo 0 for 1 with a pop out to third. That was from the left side against Stanifer. 0-1. Toledo takes a called strike two. Fastball paints the inside edge. 94 that time, and it's 0-2. 2-1 Bradenton, top of the fifth. The kick and the 0-2. Called strike three. Fastball dotted up on the inside corner. Peterson's first punch out today is out number two. Here's Kiner Delgado. Top of the order for Bradenton. Delgado batting from the right side for the first time today. First pitch. Runs inside. It hit him. So Delgado reaches for the third time today in 3 plate appearances. At a walk in the first, an RBI triple in the third, and now a hit by pitch here with 2 outs in the fifth.
First baseman, number 50, Omar Alfonso.
Here's Omar Alfonso. Tough day for him, at least so far. 0 for 2 with 2 double plays. 1 on, 2 out. First pitch catches the outside corner. Taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Bradenton 2, Blue Jays 1. 2 runs on 2 hits, 1 error for Bradenton. 1 run on no hits for the Jays. 0-1, a swing and a miss. 0-2 on Alfonso. Peterson, long hair flowing out of the back of his blue cap. Also somewhat of a bushy mustache growing on for him. Lets the left arm hang. Comes set. Deals the 0-2 pitch. Alfonso lays off a high slider. Thought about going around. Wisely did not swing. 1-2. Alfonso, a guy with good plate discipline, you might imagine, for a catcher. Peterson steps and throws over to first. Delgado back in with a dive. Peterson on the far third base side of the rubber. Sets in a close stance. Here's the 1-2. Alfonso jumps out of the way of a fastball in. 2-2. Sun hiding behind a cloud for a brief moment here at TD Ballpark. on a bright day. Still bright enough to make you squint. 2-2. Alfonso with a bouncer, first base side, staying fair, and it stays fair. Omar Alfonso with a swinging bunt single. Blue Jays let that ball roll. It bounced off Christian Feliz's foot in fair territory. Alfonso has an infield knock. Delgado up to second, and the inning is extended for Eddie Rodriguez. So Alfonso makes up for his base running mistake back in the third when he didn't touch first, and it resulted in a 1-2-3 double play. First pitch to Rodriguez. He takes high, ball one. Peterson making his second appearance this week. His first one, got a two-inning save. Two scoreless, five strikeouts. Peterson throws to second, well late. Delgado back in standing. And now time called as Delgado says, hold on, I need to tie my shoe. Has to take off his base running glove. Would be pretty hard to tie your shoe with one of those oven mitts on. Pitch misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Marauders with a 2-1 lead. Threatening to grow that lead. After the Blue Jays got a run back in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0. Misses outside again. Three balls, no strikes. That's Marilyn Valdez, the cleanup man, waits on deck. Peterson swings the arm back and forth. Has the sign from Duran. Sets and deals the 3-0. Rodriguez takes a called strike. Fastball on the outside edge. 3-1. Got to be careful here. Men on first and second. 3-1 offer. Swing and a miss. Peterson challenged him on the heater. That's full now. 3-2. Rodriguez steps out of the box, calls time. Rodriguez in an open stance, long black socks with his gray jersey. The payoff pitch from Kai. Swing and a miss, bat goes flying. That's just how nasty Kai Peterson's fastball is. He strikes out Rodriguez to get out of the jam. And Bradenton leaves men on first and second. Score holds. 2-1. Bradenton over the DJs. Going to the home half of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJs daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJ? After four innings without an earned run from Connor Oliver, Carlos Jimenez takes over for Bradenton. He's a piggybacker. Bottom of the fifth inning, Marauders with a 2-1 lead over the DJs in the series finale. Jimenez usually goes at least a few innings. His last outing against Clearwater, four scoreless. First pitch to Tucker Toman, ground ball past Jimenez to the shortstop Delgado. Fields behind the bag, throws to first. One pitch, one out.
Right.
Here's Jeuny Munoz.
27, Jeuny Munoz.
Munoz 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout against Oliver. First AB here against Jimenez. Righty on righty. First pitch. Munoz takes outside, ball 1. So the numbers overall on Jimenez. 4.5 ERA in 24 innings. 10 appearances, 5 of them starts. 1-0, misses high and tight. 2 balls, no strikes. Blue Jays still hitless in the bottom of the fifth. Their lone run came on stolen base as Beltre scored from third and Arias stole second last inning. The pitch. Munoz leans out of the way again. 3 balls, no strikes. Jimenez struggles with command sometimes. He's got 39 strikeouts but 29 walks this year in those 24 innings. 3-0. Munoz takes outside, ball 4. Blue Jays have a base runner. Munoz aboard for Christian Feliz.
First baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
Feliz 0 for 1 with a looking strikeout. And that was in the third. Blue Jays down by 1. 2-1, bottom 5. First pitch. Misses up and away, ball 1. Time called by Axel Plaz. He wants to talk things over with Jimenez. Feliz lately has cut down on the strikeouts, but he did have 3 yesterday, trying to regain his stroke here in this AB. Had a really nice month of May, batting average around 220. And you might think, oh, 220, that's not that good. But for a guy like Feliz, after hitting about 120 in April, 220, a big jump, but he's not a player that needs to hit for average to have an impact with his power. 10 homers, leads the team. Season average now up to 194. Meeting is over, 1-0. Feliz takes up and outside again. 2 balls, no strikes. So Feliz has developed in terms of physical adjustments with his stance, but also mental. Blue Jays hitting coach Nash Knight has mentioned that. Step and a throw over to first. Munoz back in standing. Nash says, sometimes you'll hear me say, mucho flow. Basically means swagger. More swagger to Feliz. Got to be comfortable in the box. Got to be confident. It's kind of that concept, to look good. Feel good, play good. 2-0 misses up, 3 balls, no strikes. Gotta imagine that Feliz will be taking all the way here with this command from Jimenez, but he is the type of player you'd give the 3-0 green light to. 3-0 pitch, Feliz does take, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 96. So it's 3-1. The set and the pitch. Feliz takes low and in, ball 4. Back-to-back walks with one out in the fifth. Munoz up to second. Blue Jays threatening, and here's Bryce Arnold. Here's the pitching coach, Matt Ford, for the Marauders. brings the infield together here. Bradenton leads it 2-1, bottom five. They scored once in the third, once in the fourth. Had an RBI triple in that third from Kiner Delgado. And then a sack bunt from Torero to score a run in the fourth. Blue Jays trying to score in back-to-back innings. They win today. It's a series win.
Number four, Bryce Arnold.
So Arnold climbs in, 0-for-1 with a flyout to center. Wild stat on Arnold. He's usually the wraparound hitter for the Blue Jays, and when he is, the Blue Jays have been outstanding. The Jays are 15-3 when Arnold bats ninth. Righty on righty, first pitch. Misses high, ball one. Now, frankly, some of that might be coincidence, but it's also probably not, considering that Arnold walks at a high rate, gets on base ahead of the top of the lineup, and sets up tricky spots. Now is the chance to do some damage himself, the men on first and second. The 1-0. Arnold takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Jimenez can't find the zone. Got Toman to ground out to open the inning, and now he's lost it. 2-0 pitch to Bryce. Watches a fastball, miss high. Three balls, no strikes. Gene Joseph, the leadoff man, on deck. Arnold with 22 runs driven in. He's got four homers. Here comes a 3-0 from Jimenez. Bryce takes all the way. Another fastball misses high, and the bases are loaded for Gene Joseph. Munoz to third, Feliz to second, Arnold aboard.
Number six, Gene Joseph.
And Joseph comes to the plate 0-for-1 with a walk. DJ's trail 2-1, bottom five. Blue Jays still without a hit. Their first hit of the ball game here, if it's a single, could give them the lead. First pitch, misses outside. It's 1-0. If it's an extra base hit, could do more than that. Jimenez kind of crouches as he comes set. Deals the 1-0. And Joseph flies it high in the air to center. Torero moves back. Should be deep enough to score the run. Munoz tags. Torero makes the catch. Munoz dashes home. Blue Jays tie it up. Sack fly from Gene Joseph, and it's 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth.
Second baseman, number one, Fentrell Beltre.
Blue Jays with two runs without a hit. Everybody else stays put. Feliz at second, Arnold over at first. Manny Beltre stands in. Right-hander on right-hander. Beltre 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Time called. Jimenez looks in for the sign. He's got it. And now the first pitch. Misses low and away. It's 1-0. Dark clouds still hanging overhead. A little bit of relief from the bright sunshine that we've had all day. 1-0 from Jimenez. Misses outside. Two balls, no strikes. Nice day to maybe enjoy some Italian ice or ice cream. Maybe a frozen margarita. On a hot day. 2-0. Beltre lays off a fastball way outside. Not close. It's 3-0. Victor Arias waits on deck. Feliz takes his lead off second base. Arnold off first. Jimenez steps off and fakes a pickoff throw back to second. Beltre pointing out at Jimenez, maybe thinking that he ran out of time on the pitch clock. Not called. With Jimenez three walks this inning, you imagine that Manny's going to take all the way here. Jimenez serves up the 3-0. It misses upstairs. Ball four. Fourth walk of the frame from Carlos Jimenez. The bases are reloaded for Victor Arias.
Left fielder, number 47, Victor Arias.
Arias reached on an error his last time in the fourth. Rolled into a 4-6-3 double play in the first. Bradenton 2, Blue Jays 2. Bottom 5. You want to talk about mucho flow? Arias is a guy that has it. Huge presence in the box. First pitch to the lefty. Misses up and away. It's 1-0. Arias' teammates call him Mikey, or Loco Mikey, more often than they do Victor or Gabriel, the other name that Victor goes by. He's just intense. 1-0, bouncing ball down to first right at Omar Alfonso. He takes it to the bag himself, and that ends the inning. Carlos Jimenez walks four batters, but the Blue Jays only score once on a sac fly from Gene Joseph. It ties the ball game, though, and we've got a brand new ball game as we head to the sixth. 2-2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays score on a sac fly to tie the ball game at 2. So in the top of the sixth, Kai Peterson will try and keep it tied. He'll face 4-5-6 in Bradenton's lineup. Valdez, Terrero, and Plaz. Interesting development to report. Victor Arias has been removed from the game for Robert Robertis. First pitch to Valdez. Called strike, and it's 0-1. So Robertis into play left. Arias just grounded out to first to end that bottom of the fifth inning. Blue Jays left him loaded. 0-1 to Valdez. Called strike two at the knees. 0-2. Valdez 0-1. Walked in the fourth, flied out to left in the second. 0-2. Fouled off. We'll have another. So the Blue Jays with two runs in this game without a hit. They've been no hit through five. Marauders just with three hits. Offense at a premium today. 0-2. Misses outside. One ball, two strikes. Peterson took over for Blue Jays starter Gage Staniford last inning. Struck out two. Left men on first and second. 1-2. Valdez swings and misses. Strike three. Third punch out for Peterson. Base is empty for Emmanuel Torero.
Center fielder, number 15, Emmanuel Torero.
Torero drove in a run his last time on a sack bunt. Brought Rodriguez home. He's 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Misses low and away, ball one. Bradenton 2, Blue Jays 2. Series finale on this Father's Day. Glad you could join us. 1-0. Torero with a bouncing ball down to third. Toman charges. It's Peterson who scoops it up, throws to first well late. Torero dropped his helmet at first. It flew off his head, almost hit Christian Feliz in the ankle as that throw came in. He beats it out. It's a swinging bunt single.
46, Axiel Plaz.
Brings up Axiel Plaz. He's 1 for 2. Had a single into the outfield back in the second. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter, first pitch. Plaz fouls it straight back into the screen. It's 0-1. Bradenton trying to pull back in front. 2-2 ball game in the sixth. Peterson gazes in for the sign. And throws. Plaz waves and misses. It's 0-2. Had a chance to talk to Kai for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show earlier this week. He's been one of the Blue Jays' most effective and flashy relievers this year with that strikeout stuff. So it's good to get to know him a little bit more. He steps and throws over to first, offline. Torero thought it might have gotten away from Feliz, took a step towards second before slamming on the brakes. At the end of the interview, I asked Kai, what's your biggest goal for the rest of this year? He had a really interesting answer. 0-2, Plaz just gets a piece of it, stays alive, fouls it back to the screen. Still 0-2. Most guys say, you know, stay healthy, maybe get a promotion. But Peterson had one right off the top of his head. Another 0-2. Plaz takes called strike three. Fastball paints the inside black. Second strikeout of the frame for Peterson, and there's two down.
Now batting number 2, Javier Rivas.
There's Javier Rivas with Torero over at first. Peterson set his goal. It would be pretty cool to lead the organization in strikeout rate. First pitch to Rivas. Fouled back into the net, 0-1. And as a fan, you hear that, you gotta love that. A guy picks out a goal, sets his sights on it, knows what he wants to do, and that's pretty darn attainable for a guy like Peterson who strikes out guys at the rate that he does. 0-1. Rivas takes a called strike on the inside corner. Peterson certainly looking like a steal in the draft for the Jays. It was the 20th round pick last year. 0-2 to Rivas. Reaches out, flares it foul, out of play. First base side. He stays alive. Peterson gets a fresh baseball. Sets. And deals. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Kai Peterson doing what Kai Peterson does. He strikes out three in the sixth inning. Strands Torero on first base after an infield single. On to the home half. Still knotted up at two on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. After a rocky fifth inning, Carlos Jimenez is back out for the Marauders for the bottom of the sixth. We've got a 2-2 tie starting to get late at TD Ballpark in the series finale. Jimenez took over for Connor Oliver and walked four batters in the fifth, but only allowed one run on a sac fly from Gene Joseph. Alexis Hernandez opens the inning. Right-hander on right-hander, and time called before the first pitch. Pitch timer violation, ball one. Hernandez 0 for 2. Swinging strikeout and a line out to short in the fourth. 1-0, Hernandez squares to bunt, pulls back, takes ball two high. Jimenez sets and deals. Hernandez squares to bunt again, and this time takes a called strike on the inside edge. 2-1. Jimenez has at times this year struggled in his first inning, but then settled in. 2-1 misses up. 3-1. Bradenton certainly hoping that's the case here. With Jimenez being the scheduled piggybacker for Connor Oliver. Get you his final line here in a minute. 3-1. Hernandez takes inside ball four, and it's the fifth walk issued by Carlos Jimenez. Blue Jays, by the way, getting no hits. But it is 2-2. Here's Edward Duran. Final line on Connor Oliver, 4 innings, no hits, 1 run, it was unearned, 2 walks, 5 punch-outs. First pitch to Duran, called strike, and it's 0-1. So in case maybe you were scrolling the minor league baseball scoreboard, you saw that little no-hitter banner pop up on our game, welcome in. Throw over to first is late. It's 0-1. Duran with a ground out to short. His last time in the fourth. A one from Jimenez. Off speed, misses in. It's challenged, though, by Plaz, the catcher. And the call is upheld.
The call of ball has been confirmed. The result is a 1-1 count on the batter.
Marauders have one challenge left. Jimenez rocks. And deals. And Duran takes high. 2-1. Blue Jays with a very patient approach, not chasing against Jimenez. Not getting overeager, despite the fact that they've got that goose egg in the hit column. 2-1. Hernandez goes. Pitch misses high. Throw down is late. Hernandez, the bad slide into the bag, kind of jammed himself. And Luke Green, the trainer, immediately comes out. Jose Mayorga, too. And this is not good. Hernandez with just a very bad slide into the second base bag. Climbs to his knees, which is good to see. Now back to his feet. Hernandez crouching behind second base. Unclear what exactly is troubling him, but just did not look fluid. Hernandez paces into center field, stretching out his arms. So it's a stolen base for Alexis. Blue Jays with the go-ahead run in scoring position. It's a 3-1 count on Duran. And Alexis should be able to stay in this game. Now we get another look at it. Hernandez just slid late. And he's holding his hand. So he might have jammed his finger into the base. And keep in mind, the Blue Jays have already removed Victor Arias from this game. Robert Robertis, an outfielder off the bench, in. So the Blue Jays with a shorter bench now. 3-1 on Duran. Jimenez comes home, and Duran takes high ball for another walk. Boy, are they piling up for Carlos Jimenez. 6 of them. No outs, bottom six, and here's Tucker Thoman.
Third baseman, number 9, Tucker Thoman.
2-2 deadlock. And a lefty starts to toss for Bradenton out in the pen. Thoman got the Blue Jays in the hit column yesterday in the fifth inning. Has the opportunity to do it again today in the sixth. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower, first pitch. Thoman takes inside, snap throw down to first is late. 1-0. We don't have the stats in front of us, but I'm not entirely sure if Jimenez has thrown a first pitch strike against any of the batters he's faced. 1-0. Thoman takes a called strike. Changeup finds the outside corner. 1-1. Even if Jimenez finds his command here, I don't know how much longer he'll go. 32 pitches. A 1-1. Thoman takes called strike in the upper half of the zone. 1-2. Hernandez, good runner off second. Duran, a good mover for a catcher over at first. The 1-2 offer. Thoman bounces it down to first. Snagged by Alfonso. Long throw to second for one, and that's all they'll get. Alfonso with a nice throw to second to cut down Duran for out number one.
Right
fielder, Hernandez moves to third. Thoman reaches on the fielder's choice. Here's Jeyuni Munoz. Two runs on four hits for the Bradenton Marauders. Two runs on no hits for the Jays. The bottom of the sixth. Munoz walked and scored in the fifth, and time called. Pitch timer violation. That's ball one. Another one of those on Jimenez. Second of the inning. Righty on righty. First pitch to Munoz. Misses up. Two balls, no strikes. This could be Jimenez's last batter, all things considered. Thoman off first, the pitch. Munoz takes up. Three balls, no strikes. Keep in mind the Blue Jays did score their first run on a steal play in this spot. Men on the corners. Probably won't see it here. 3-0. Munoz takes up. Ball four. And the merry-go-round of free passes continues. Seven walks issued by Carlos Jimenez. And the bases are loaded for Christian Feliz.
Number 34, Christian Feliz.
Two, bottom six. Blue Jays knocking on the door, their first lead today. First pitch to Christian. He takes a called strike on a changeup, and it's 0-1. Hernandez over at third, Tomin on second, Munoz aboard. Feliz 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Jimenez nods at the sign from Plaz, sets at the chest. 0-2. Feliz fouls it off. We'll do it again. Wind breezing out to right. Blue Jays just hit their first grand slam of the season earlier this week. From Arias, part of his 8 RBI day on Friday. 0-2 on the way. Feliz with a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike 3, and it's out number 2. So now it's up to Bryce Arnold.
Number 4, Bryce Arnold.
Base is still full. Game knotted up at 2 in the bottom of the 6th. Blue Jays trying to avoid stranding the bases loaded for the second straight inning. Righty on righty, first pitch. Arnold takes high for a ball. Now a pitch like that against the 6'6 Feliz is probably a strike. Not the case against the 5'10 Arnold. Not an easy adjustment for a pitcher to make. Much smaller zone. 1-0, that's a strike. Fastball on the inside edge, 1-1. Hard to believe that the no-hitter is still intact. Doesn't have the feel of a no-no with all these base runners. 1-1. Arnold watches a fastball high. 2 balls, 1 strike. Jimenez has walked 3 in this 6th, walked 4 in the 5th. His 2-1 pitch. Way outside, off Plaz, and Hernandez slams on the brakes. Everybody stays put. Alexis got a late break. Didn't want to risk it, but the count is 3-1. The Blue Jays, one more Carlos Jimenez miss away from taking their first lead. Jimenez scoops up the rosin bag, climbs back on the rubber. Three, 1 to Bryce Arnold on the way. Misses inside, ball 4. It's a bases loaded walk, and the Blue Jays claim the lead. 3-2 in the bottom of the 6th. And that'll be the end of the line for Carlos Jimenez. So far, he's allowed 2 runs, but no hits. 8 walks from Jimenez in an inning and 2/3. By the way, Blue Jays still being no hit. They do lead 3-2. New arm coming on when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Well, Bradenton's no-hitter is still intact, but this ball game has turned into a mess for them. Carlos Jimenez ties a franchise record by walking eight batters, forcing Bradenton to go back to the bullpen for the lefty Hunter Furtado. He comes on with the bases loaded, two outs. Blue Jays just walked in a run. First pitch to Gene Joseph fouled off, and it's 0-1. Tucker Thoman over at third. He reached on a fielder's choice. Munoz on second. He walked. Bryce Arnold over at first. He also walked. Joseph at the plate drove in a run his last time on a sac fly in the fifth. Time called as Eddie Rodriguez, the left fielder, has to fetch that ball. Furtado with a 5.25 ERA this year. He deals. Joseph takes low and away. One ball, one strike. Furtado, 24 innings, allowing opponents to hit 242. The pitch. Joseph pops it up. Third base side, down the line, foul ground. The shortstop Delgado called off by Rivas, and the third baseman makes the catch and foul ground to end the inning. The no-hitter remains intact for the Marauders, but the Blue Jays now lead thanks to a bases-loaded walk from Bryce Arnold. It's 3-2 as we go to the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. The old saying goes, you never know what you're going to see when you show up to the ballpark every day, and today is certainly a new one. Top of the seventh, Blue Jays being no hit, but they lead 3-2. Kai Peterson back out. First pitch to Juan Jerez, the eight batter for Bradenton. Misses low, ball one. Series finale here between these squads, last of six this week. If the Blue Jays win today, they win the set 1-0. Rez takes a called strike at the knees. It's 1-1. If the Marauders win, they earn a series split, their first non-series loss away from Bradenton. 1-1. Rez waves and misses on the high fastball. It's 1-2. Kai Peterson has been nailed. Took over for Gage Stanifer, Blue Jays starter. With one out in the fifth, he struck out five. Makai sets and deals home. Perez takes just outside, ball two. Peterson has struck out eight, or rather six before. That's a season high on May 30th against St. Lucie. Chance to tie it. The kick in the 2-2. Flied foul. We'll have a do-over. Perez 0-for-1 today. Walked and scored in the third. Came home in an RBI triple from Delgado. That was the game's first run. Marauders led for much of this ball game, 2-0. 2-2. Perez with the foul back. Battle continues. Marauders added their second run on a sack bunt from Torero in the fourth. Blue Jays scored in the fourth to make it 2-1. Tied it in the fifth on a sack fly and then just took the lead on a bases loaded walk in the sixth. 2-2 called, strike three. Breaking ball froze him. Perez turned into a statue and he's out number one.
Second baseman, number 32, Gerald Toledo.
Here's Gerald Toledo. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout. Blue Jays lead 3-2, top seven. First pitch. Misses inside, almost hit him, ball one. Looks like J.J. Sanchez is warming up out in the Blue Jays bullpen. Another lefty. The 1-0. Toledo rips and misses. That was the fastball, and it's 1-1. Last inning, we were talking about Kai's goal to lead the organization in strikeout rate this year. His strikeout rate coming into this outing, 43%. 1-1. Toledo with a swing and a foul tip. It's 1-2. So Peterson strikes out the battery faces almost half the time. Just sheer dominance when he's throwing strikes. Toledo calls time, steps out of the box, climbs back in. Peterson looking to set a new season high in punch-outs. He deals the 1-2. Toledo bloops it into shallow right. Long run for Beltre. The second baseman called off by Munoz, the right fielder. He makes the catch. Two down.
Shortstop.
There's the leadoff man, Delgado.
Delgado.
Blue Jays in the driver's seat, 3-2, top seven. Delgado has reached each of his last three times. Walk in the first, RBI triple in the third, hit by pitch against Peterson in the fifth. First pitch. Misses inside, ball one. Delgado batting from the right side for the second time today. 1-0. Squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes low. Two balls, no strikes. Somebody enjoys some electronic music below us. 2-0, swing and a miss. Two balls and one strike. You never know what you're going to hear when a fan sits below the crowd mic. Little background noise. Kai's 2-1. Delgado pulls it through the left side for a base hit. Kiner Delgado has a multi-hit game. It's a two-out single. Extends the inning for Omar Alfonso. Peterson at 44 pitches, and here comes Jose Mayorga. He's going to call the bullpen again. Peterson did a nice job. Ate some innings for the Jays out of the pen in long relief. 2 1/3 to be exact. And he'll get a nice ovation as he heads back to the dugout. Peterson with 6 strikeouts. J.J. Sanchez coming on. Blue Jays trying to hang on to a 3-2 lead. Top of the seventh, 2 down on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. From one southpaw to another, Blue Jays take the baseball from Kai Peterson and hand it to J.J. Sanchez as the DJs lead 3-2 over Bradenton. Sanchez coming off a tough outing earlier this week against these Marauders, but he has been good this year. 3.33 ERA, 24 and a thirds innings, 9 earned runs. First pitch to Alfonso, lefty takes down, ball one. Peterson with 6 strikeouts. And 2 1/3 innings. JJ with the pause and the pitch. Alfonso takes outside. 2 balls, no strikes. So Sanchez earlier this week picked up the suspended game for the Jays. Back on Friday, went an inning and a third and allowed 3 earned runs. The pitch, comebacker, knocked off Sanchez's glove. He scrambles for it, throws to first in time. J.J. Sanchez knocked down but not out. What a play to end the seventh. Tried to grab his glove. He said, forget that. I'm going for the ball. Inning over. Time to stretch. Blue Jays lead it by 1-3-2. Marauders trying to keep the no-hitter intact after this on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the seventh at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead 3-2, but still a goose egg in the hits column. Hunter Furtado out for the Marauders to try and keep the score and that hit column the same. First pitch to Manny Beltre, bounced down front of home plate. It's ball one. Beltre's reached twice. Now, naturally, you're probably wondering, okay, how does a team score being no hit, let alone 3 runs? And the answer is walks. pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. A lot of walks, to be exact. Blue Jays have drawn 10 of them, including 8 from Carlos Jimenez, which ties a Marauders team record. The 1-1. Beltre flares it shallow left. Delgado out, reaches out, can't make the catch. No hitter over. Manny Beltre picks up the Blue Jays' first knock. Here's Robert Roberti. Robertis came on for Arias early in the game as a defensive sub. First pitch misses inside to him, and it's 1-0. So it's a lefty-on-lefty matchup with Furtado on the mound. He deals. Robertis swings and fouls it off. One ball, one strike. Not often you see a no-hitter carried into the seventh inning with 3 runs on the board for the team being no-hit. And time called as Alexis Hernandez is down in the on-deck circle. Did he get hit by that foul ball? Hernandez holding his face. Gotta be honest, I didn't see that foul ball hit Hernandez, but maybe it did. Hernandez down on his knees in the on-deck circle. Maybe he hurt himself on a swing? Luke Green, the trainer, out working on him. They're working on his left arm. So an injury delay for Alexis Hernandez in the on-deck circle. Hernandez still down on his knees. I don't think it was that foul ball. It went over the net, if I'm not mistaken. So Alexis had to have hurt himself swinging. Maybe he, you don't want to speculate, but it looks like they might be working on his shoulder. In the meantime, Hunter Furtado throws some warm-up pitches. Hernandez still dropped on one knee, trying to get help to his feet. Now Hernandez rises to his feet. And based on the way he's walking off the field, it sure looks like the shoulder. So Alexis Hernandez injured in the on-deck circle for the Jays, and he's going to have to come out of the game. Wow. Okay. Another bizarre turn. And what's been a bizarre ball game. 1-1 on Robertis. Back to action. Furtado sets. And throws. Robertis takes in the dirt. Ball kicks away right back to the on-deck circle. Bat boy has to jump out of the way. And the ball rolls into his equipment. So Beltre has to stop and head up to second base. He was on his way to third there. Daniel Perez has entered the on-deck circle for Hernandez. So it'll be Perez in for Alexis. Not sure what the defensive situation will look like out in the outfield. 2-1. Robertis fouls it back. Two balls, two strikes. Robertis in for Victor Arias. Reached once on an error. He was 0 for 3. 2-2. Robertis cues it on the third base side. It spins foul. We'll have another 2-2. Blue Jays lead 3-2, bottom seven. They were no hit through six before Manny Beltre led off this seventh inning with a single.
Did it get scratched?
Robertis, the big lefty, waits on the next 2-2 from the long and lanky Furtado. Pitch fouled back. Robertis is battling here. Robert just added to the Blue Jays roster this week. This is his fourth game. He's 1 for 7. Had two RBIs in his first game, including an RBI double. Another 2-2. Robertis swings and misses. Was way out in front of the slider. He's down on strikes for out number one. So here's Daniel Perez.
Pinching in for Alexis Hernandez, number 46, Daniel Perez.
So Perez on as a pinch hitter for Alexis Hernandez, who appeared to have injured himself swinging in the on-deck circle. Perez hitting 208, 29 games. First pitch. Misses in the dirt. Plaz knocks it down. It's 1-0. Blue Jays bench now is now out of outfielders. Adrian Meza is the only position player left. 1-0. Perez takes down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. 3-2 DJs, bottom seven. Furtado sets on the third base side and deals, and Perez watches a fastball miss up. Three balls, no strikes. Daniel in an open stance from the left side. Gazes out at Furtado, waits on the pitch, and takes a called strike. Fastball finds the outside edge. 3-1. Furtado took over for Carlos Jimenez last inning. It's 3-1. Perez takes downstairs, ball four. Blue Jays' 11th walk of the contest. Here's Edward Duran.
Number 12, Edward Duran.
Believe it or not, 11 walks. Not even a season high for the Jays. Not even its own season high. It ties a season high. First pitch to Duran. Misses low. Ball one. Blue Jays also drew 11 walks on the day following opening day, back on April 6th against Lakeland. So it's been a while. The 1-0. Duran takes a tick inside. Two balls, no strikes. Jays trying to tack on. They lead 3-2. Bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch. Duran with a bouncer to short. Delgado to second for one. Toledo over to first. It's a double play. 6-4-3, and that ends the inning. Blue Jays can't add insurance. It's a long seventh inning as the Blue Jays lose Alexis Hernandez with an injury in the on-deck circle. We go to the eighth. 3-2 Blue Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Now this ball game's been something else. Glad you're with us on your Father's Day. Beautiful Sunday here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead at 3-2. They were no hit through six, but they scored those three runs before their first hit, thanks to 11 walks. J.J. Sanchez back out for the eighth. First pitch to Eddie Rodriguez misses down, ball one. And Edward Duran's glove just broke. Because why wouldn't it? What's the Sunday equivalent of Freaky Friday? Anybody have any suggestions? Whatever it is, today is that day. Victor Arias just took off out of the Blue Jays dugout, running back to the Blue Jays clubhouse to get Edward Duran's second catcher's glove. So we've officially entered not a rain delay, a glove delay. You can go ahead and stamp that one off the bingo card. I mean, what is in the water today? Arias has now emerged, carrying Duran's mitt. Good to see that Vic looks healthy after he was removed from the game earlier for Robert Robertis and left. By the way, now that we've got a moment, the Blue Jays' defensive alignment now in the outfield. Daniel Perez stays in after pinch hitting for Alexis Hernandez, who injured himself in the on-deck circle last inning. Perez in left, Robertis moves to center. Munoz remains in right. What's next? Back to business. And the 1-0 to Rodriguez. Foul back. One ball, one strike. Sanchez takes over for Kai Peterson. Did so with two outs in the seventh, after Kai struck out six. 1-1. Misses out. Two balls, one strike. If the Blue Jays hang on for this 3-2 win, they clinch their best first half since 2019. 2-1 misses low and in. Three balls, one strike. How good were they in 2019? Funny you should ask. They were real good. 41-24 good. The pitch. Rodriguez takes inside. That's ball four. He works a leadoff walk. Tying run aboard to open the visitors' eighth. Here's Esmerlin Valdez. And here comes Jose Mayorga. Sanchez throws just seven pitches, but he was a bridge guy, considering he's only pitching on one day of rest. Very, very short leash for JJ. Blue Jays go back to the bullpen with a man on first base. A right-hander coming on. Looks like Jandre Rojas after this. The Blue Jays lead 3-2 on this scary Sunday at TD Ballpark on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Jandre Rojas is the third man out of the Blue Jays bullpen, as some families look on from underneath the awning at TD Ballpark. Glad they could join us to celebrate Father's Day, and glad you're with us too. Blue Jays lead 3-2, top of the eighth, man on first base. It's a pinch runner now. Eddie Rodriguez reached on a walk, but Sergio Campagna is on as a pinch runner.
Now batting for the Marauders, number 27, Esmerlin Valdez.
Esmerlin Valdez climbs in to face Rojas, who is pretty much the only other rested arm out of the Jays' bullpen. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Valdez 0-2 with a walk. Numbers on Rojas, 4.5 ERA and 18 innings. He sets and deals. Valdez takes up and in. So it's 1-1. Rojas from the stretch. Campagna being held. Throw over there is late. Rojas appeared earlier this week. So the Blue Jays getting close to going two full times through the bullpen. 1-1. Misses inside to Valdez. 2-1. Rojas threw a scoreless inning. Allowed to hit, allowed to walk, but struck out 2. Here's his 2-1 offer. Runner goes. Swing and a miss. Throw down from Duran is in time to get him. Sergio Campagna caught stealing for out number 1. All right. Excellent throw from Edward Duran. So it's 2-2 on Valdez. Rojas fires. Swing and a miss. He got him. Just like that, 2 outs. Real quick. Here's Torero with the bases empty.
Center fielder, number 15, Emmanuel Torero.
Torero 1-2 with an RBI on a sack bunt in the fourth. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch. Torero with a swing and a foul back. It's 0-1. Rojas didn't pitch for over 2 weeks due to an injury. Didn't land on the IL. Stayed with the team. His last 2 outings, 2 innings, 5 strikeouts since returning from that. Glad to have him back. 0-1. Torero reaches out, flares it out of play down the left field line. Lengths below Eddie's Bar and Grill. 0-2. Rojas gathers the sign, sets at the belt. 0-2 pitch. Terrero takes outside. 1-2. Jordan Powell is warming up for the Jays. If Rojas runs into trouble or hits his pitch count. 1-2. Terrero with a wave and a miss. Strike three. Jandre Rojas faces two batters in the eighth. He strikes them both out. And leadoff walk from Rodriguez is erased on a caught stealing. So we go to the bottom of the eighth. Blue Jays looking for more insurance. Or looking for just insurance at all as they lead by 1-3-2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Garrett McMillan comes on out of Bradenton's bullpen. The Marauders try and keep it a one-run game. DJs lead 3-2 in the series finale today. And no other way to put it, it has been a weird one. Tucker Thoman leads off this eighth. First pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Bradenton plays a little bit of a merry-go-round out in the outfield as Eddie Rodriguez was substituted by Sergio Campagna as a pinch runner. 0-1. Thoman with bouncer foul. And it's 0-2. So Terrero moves to right from center field. Campagna stays in to play center. 0-2, Thoman takes outside. 1-2. And Valdez moves from right to left. Pitch to Thoman. Check swing. Did he go? No, sir. Two balls, two strikes. Thoman bounces the bat up and down. The pitch slips out of McMillan's hand. PA announcer, PA system with a quick oops. Oops indeed. So it's full on Thoman. Payoff. Thoman swinging a foul back. He stays alive. I think a fan said maybe next time you can get it over the net. On a day like today, if there are a few vocal fans, you can hear them. For better or worse. McMillan with bright yellow cleats. He deals. And Thoman swings and misses. Strike three. One down in the home eighth.
Right fielder, number 27, Jay Uli.
is Munoz. Blue Jays lead 3-2. Last of the eighth. Munoz has reached twice on walks. Blue Jays have 11 of them, but just one hit. First pitch. Munoz with a blooper into shallow left. Delgado, the shortstop, out. He can't get it. Dumps down for a knock. Blue Jays with their second hit. Belongs to Munoz, and here's Christian Feliz.
First baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
Both of those Blue Jays hits, just little flares into shallow left. First pitch to Christian. Mitch misses down and away, ball one. First one was from Beltre in the seventh. 1-0. Misses low and in. Two balls and no strikes on big fella Feliz. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. He walked in the fifth. Feliz takes a called strike. It's 2-1. Seven of the Blue Jays' nine players in the game have drawn a walk. Tucker Thoman and Robert Robertis, the exceptions. Throw over to first is late. Blue Jays have used 11 players today. Not exactly planned, but that's how it goes sometimes. 2-1. Feliz fouls it off. Back into the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays will have a day off tomorrow per usual, and then they're back home next week for a six-game series. They welcome in the Daytona Tortugas for six from the East Division. 2-2, Munoz goes, and the pitch is popped up on the infield. Munoz has to dash back to first. Rivas makes the catch, throw to first. They've got him doubled off. Oh, this funky ball game continues. That's a 5-3 pop-out double play. And we go to the ninth. Last chance for the Marauders. When we come back, Rojas will try and close it out on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning.
Jandre Rojas back out for the top of the ninth, trying to put this ball game to bed because, frankly, it needs some sleep. It's been a weird one. Blue Jays lead 3-2 in the top of the ninth, three outs away from a series win over Bradenton. Rojas will square off against Axial Plaz. First pitch, hit him. No, it's a foul ball. It was off his bat. So it's strike one. Whoops. Bradenton manager Jim Horner didn't hear the call. He steps out of the dugout, says, what was the call? Foul ball indeed. So it's 0-1. Rojas struck out two in the eighth. He throws, misses inside again. That time it's a ball. 1-1. Blaz's 1-for-3 today with a single. Reached on a fielder's choice as well. The pitch is cranked high in the air, deep to left, and we are tied. Axiel Plaz with a moonshot to left field, and we've got a brand new ball game in the top of the ninth. Plaz turned around a 95-mile-an-hour fastball at 105, 450 feet. And it's 3-3.
Third baseman, number 2, Javier Rivas.
Man, oh man. Here's Javier Rivas. Base is empty, first pitch. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Rivas hitless today. The pitch, fouls it back, and it's 0-2. Rivas struck out his last time in the sixth. How about Axiel Plaz? Open the season with the Florida Complex League Pirates. 0-2. Rivas lines it into center. Pretty well hit. Roberti's back. He's at the wall. And that ball is in play. It looked over the wall, but the umpires are going to rule it a double. That ball pretty clearly bounced over the wall in center, and Jim Horner is furious. Marauders manager hustles out to Dominic Romero, the field umpire, and gets in his face. We're going to have to see another replay. But as it stands right now, it's a double from Rivas, a frozen rope. Horner retreats back to the dugout. And here's another look. Rivas hit it on the screws to dead center. And that ball was off the top of the wall. That's a good call from Dominic Romero. It was off the very top of the fence. Couldn't have come any closer to a home run. Wow. All right, so Rivas, the go-ahead run on second base now. The first pitch to Juan Jerez. He squares to bunt already. First pitch, he gets it down first base side. Feliz lets a roll foul. He almost got there to catch it on the fly. It's 0-1. So going back to that double from Rivas, initially it did look like it flew over the fence the way that the batter's eye moved. Looked like something moved out there. Turns out it was the yellow line. That ball put a dent in it. So regards to Dominic Romero. He made a really nice call there. A one misses up and in. Perez stumbles backwards out of the box. 1-1. Perez 0-2. A walk and a run scored. Now it's back in the third. Rez squares to bunt. The pitch gets it down fair. Rojas scoops it up, looks to third, throws to first. Low, but Beltre picks it out. That's out number one. Good play from Manny.
Second baseman, number 32, Gerald Toledo.
Rivas moves from second to third, and here's Gerald Toledo. Here comes Corey Reardon, the pitching coach. That's just out number one. And a ball in play could give Bradenton the lead. It's 3-3, top of the ninth, thanks to a solo homer from Axel Plaz. Javier Rivas came within, I don't know, maybe an inch and a half. Back-to-back homers. Off the wall in dead center. But it was a double. Now he's on third base. Only fitting in a ball game like this comes right down to it. Infield comes in for the Jays. Toledo, the 9 batter, 0 for 3. First pitch from Rojas. Line drive into left. Perez moves back. It's over his head and off the wall. Rivas walks home from third. Throw to second is late. Gerald Toledo delivers the lead for Bradenton. That ball didn't look that well hit off the bat, but it kept on sailing, and it sailed over Perez. It's an RBI double. Bradenton with a two spot in the ninth. They now lead 4-3. There's the top of the order in Kiner Delgado. First pitch. Misses outside, ball one. What a gut punch. Delgado has not been retired today. Two hits, an RBI triple in the third, a single in the seventh, also a walk and a hit by pitch. 1-0, misses low and in. Two balls, no strikes. Delgado in a wide set stance. Rojas pauses and pitches. Delgado takes way outside. It's 3-0. Sounds like a few Marauders fans might be in the house. All the noise they're making. Rojas trying not to walk Delgado. 3-0. Misses upstairs. Ball four. So now it's men on first and second, still just one out, and the dangerous Omar Alfonso comes to the plate.
First base,
and here comes Jose Mayorga, the Blue Jays manager. He'll call the bullpen. Rojas hits the end of the line. Looks like Aaron Munson coming on for the Jays. We'll keep it right here. We've taken enough mid-inning pitching change breaks. We'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. It's a critical out-of-town scoreboard as we come down the stretch of the first half here. Blue Jays and Marauders not in the race at this point. However, there still very much is a race between Lakeland and Clearwater. They came into the day tied for first place with four games remaining in the half. We'll start with game one of the doubleheader in Fort Myers. Lakeland won it 6-4. Tampa and Clearwater playing just one today. Clearwater won 4-3. So that first place tie remains going into the final three games of the half. Doubleheader down in Jupiter today between St. Lucie and the Hammerheads. Hammerheads win game one 4-0. No score in game two, top of the second inning. We spoke too soon on that first place tie. Fort Myers and Lakeland, game two coming up here soon. Daytona and Palm Beach will get started at 5 Eastern time. Out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by Frenchie's Outpost Bar and Grill. When you're in from town, out of town, visit Frenchie's on Causeway Boulevard in Dunedin. Aaron Munson on out of the Jays bullpen. Takes over for Jandre Rojas. Men on first and second, two runs in for Bradenton as they now claim a 4-3 lead. Omar Alfonso coming to the plate here. Munson owns a 3.42 ERA. And one of the strongest bullpen arms for the Jays this year. This is his 20th outing. First pitch to Alfonso. On the way. The lefty takes high. Ball one. Alfonso, 1-for-4 with a single. The pitch misses up. 2 balls, no strikes. Munson reads the sign from Duran. Deals home. Alfonso rips it into right. Falling fast, and it's by Munoz. One hops off the wall. Toledo heading to third. He gets the stop sign there. And now Alfonso runs to second, where Delgado is there, and the Blue Jays tag him out. Another base-running mistake from Bradenton. Second one today from Alfonso. He runs into an out, and he's out number two. And no run score.
Center fielder, number 19, Sergio Campagna.
So it's a long, loud single for Alfonso. But he's put out 9-3. And on second and third, here's Sergio Campagna for the first time today. First pitch sails high, ball one. So Toledo at third, Delgado at second. Campagna came on as a pinch runner in the eighth. 1-0. Misses out. 2 balls, no strikes. Campagna, 260 hitter with one homer. The pitch to him. That's in there for a called strike. 2-1. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, which is now necessary for the Jays. Pitch, swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's Arnold, Joseph, and Beltre due up. 9-1-2. And Blue Jays are going to have to walk it off if they want to win this series. Munson from the wind. He kicks and deals the 2-2. Fouled off. We'll have another. Toledo on third, Delgado on second. Critical insurance for the Marauders. Another 2-2. Misses upstairs, runs it full, 3-2. First base is open. Munson nods at the sign from Duran, twists and deals, and Campagna swings and misses on the cutter. That's strike three. And the inning is over, but not before the Marauders come back using their last at-bat. Homer from Plaz to tie the game. Rivas doubles, comes within an inch of a home run, but then Toledo doubles him home. Our new score is the Marauders 4, DJs 3. Last chance for the Jays next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pre- every game catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Will this wacky, wild, and weird ball game have one more twist or turn in it? Blue Jays hope so. They now trail 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning after the Marauders score twice in the top of the ninth to take the lead. Garrett McMillan remains out there trying to nail down the win. He'll face 9-1-2, starting with Bryce Arnold, who's 0-1 with two walks. First pitch. On the way. It is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Bryce with home run power to tie this game with one swing. Blue Jays only have two hits today. 0-1. Arnold pops it up on the infield into shallow center now. Toledo, the second baseman, calls for it and makes the catch. Arnold is out number one.
Designated hitter, number 6, Gene Joseph.
Here's Gene Joseph. Gene hitless today. First pitch to him. Takes a slider downstairs, ball one. Joseph reached on a walk in the first, had a sack fly in the fifth. Blue Jays scored three runs without a hit today. They're going to need some hits here in this ninth, you feel like. 1-0 popped up, first base side. It is out of play. One ball, one strike. McMillan has been successful this year. Usually doesn't get many save opportunities. Granted, this isn't a save. If he hangs on here, he'll earn the win. The set in the 1-1 pitch. Joseph takes in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Gene with good speed. You'd love for him to be on the bases. Occupy some space in McMillan's mind, outside the fact that, well, of course, he'd be the tying run. Cut and a miss from Joseph. Two balls, two strikes. Wind still blowing out. Now a little bit towards left. McMillan pauses and deals. And Joseph swings and misses on a high fastball. That's strike three. And the Blue Jays are down to their final out.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
It's represented by Manny Beltre. Time to get those rally caps on if you've got them. Beltre has reached three times today. First pitch, he takes outside, ball one. Beltre had the Blue Jays' first hit to open the seventh inning. He also walked twice before that. 1-0 offer. Beltre bounces it. Third base side. Rivas charges. Bare hands. Throws to first. Late. Beltre reaches on a bang-bang play. Blue Jays have the tying run aboard with two outs in the ninth. Ball game extended for Robert Roberti.
Center fielder, number 43.
DJ is trying to find some two-out magic. Robertis 0-1 with a strikeout. Came on late in this game in the seventh. First pitch. He takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Subbed in for Victor Arias to play left. Robertis, a guy with home run power. Haven't seen it yet from him in a small sample size, though. 0-1. He takes up and away. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays trail 4-3, bottom nine. McMillan with the pause, a breath, the 1-0. Rather 1-1, misses down. Two balls, one strike. Altre, a good runner over at first. The 2-1 pitch. Roberti smashes it down to first. Alfonso snares it, steps on the bag, and that's how this ball game ends. An absolute heartbreaker for the Jays to wrap up this series. Marauders win it, and they earn the split. The first time they haven't lost a series on the road this year. Wow. Blue Jays led this ball game 3-2 until the top of the ninth, when Bradenton rallied for two runs. Game-tying homer from Axial Plaz, and then an RBI double from Gerald Toledo. Drive-in Javier Rivas. And that's the difference. Just a tough way to end the series for the Jays. Here are the final totals. First, for the victorious Bradenton Marauders, four runs on nine hits, one error, and they leave eight men on base. For the Jays, three runs on three hits, no errors, and nine men left. The winning pitcher is McMillan, as he pitched the eighth, also pitched the ninth, shut the ball game down, worked around that ninth inning single from Beltre. Losing pitcher is Jandre Rojas, as he is charged for those two runs in the ninth. No save in this one, a ball game that was played in 2 hours and 53 minutes. Safe to say it was the weirdest ball game this season for the Jays. Unfortunately, it ends in a loss. Just saw a little bit of everything, and certainly not all of it was good. Man, we'll step aside for a break and land this plane when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark to put the finishing touches on this one that the Blue Jays would rather forget. Marauders win it 4-3. They scored two runs in the top of the ninth after the Blue Jays led 3-2. They scored three runs without a hit. They were no hit through six innings. Blue Jays couldn't manage any insurance, and they couldn't manage a bottom of the ninth comeback. Just a weird ball game, a few injuries. Hope Alexis Hernandez is all right. He appeared to hurt himself in the on-deck circle late in the game. Carlos Jimenez, Bradenton reliever, tied a franchise record with eight walks. Yeah, it was a strange one. Hopefully, we'll see some cleaner ball games next week as the Blue Jays continue their homestand, welcoming in the Daytona Tortugas for a six-game series. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League. We took a look not too long ago, reported some final scores. Not much has changed. Fort Myers and Lakeland just getting started in game two of their doubleheader. They'll start that one soon. If Lakeland wins, they're in first. If they lose, they're in second place, and Clearwater takes first place for now with three games left in the first half. No score between St. Lucie and Jupiter in game two of their doubleheader. Palm Beach and Daytona will start at 5 o'clock. And we already mentioned the other final scores. Jupiter 4, St. Lucie nothing in game one. Clearwater narrowly defeats Tampa 4-3 just down the road. And Lakeland downed Fort Myers in game one of their doubleheader earlier today. That's the out-of-town scoreboard around the league. How about for the Toronto Blue Jays organization? We'll start with AAA Buffalo taking on Worcester. And it's the WooSox with an 11-5 lead in Western New York. AA New Hampshire lost a heartbreaker in extras last night. Today, it's top of the sixth inning. Richmond leads 2-0 over the Fisher Cats, that would be. And Denver and Spokane are in a delay. They'll start in about an hour due to rain up at the Nats. So that's the Blue Jays organization on the minor league side. As for the big league club, let's see, wrapping up a series with Cleveland. It's 2-2, bottom of the fifth inning at the Rogers Center. So hopefully the Jays can pick up a series win there. Looking ahead to next week, Blue Jays have a day off on Monday. They'll be back in action on Tuesday, 6:30 first pitch here at TD Ballpark. If you don't have plans, come out and join us. Tickets available now at DunedinBlueJays.com. And, hey, we'll see you there. Should be a fun week of baseball here at TD, as it always is. Jorge Bautista likely to start for the Jays. That's his spot in the rotation, due up next. Starter for Daytona to be announced. That about does it for our Father's Day coverage. We certainly appreciate all the dads who could tune in today, including my dad. We appreciate him and all he does for our family. And certainly I want to thank him for introducing me to the game of baseball way back in the day. Who knows if he didn't do that? Who knows where I'd be right now? So we want to thank him. We appreciate him today and every single day. And we appreciate all the dads out there for joining us on their special day here on this Father's Day. For our entire hardworking crew, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Sunday. One more time, the final score. Tough one for the Jays. It's the Marauders 4 and Dunedin 3. It's a split, 3-3 this week. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody. We'll talk Tuesday.